From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States has announced it's suspending its participation in bilateral channels with Russia to keep a cessation of hostilities going in Syria. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments, including its obligations under international humanitarian law in UNSCR 2254, and was also either unwilling or unable to ensure Syrian regime adherence to the arrangements to which Moscow agreed.
She said Russia and Syria have chosen to pursue a military course.
Our teams met through the weekend. We engaged in what we viewed as very robust discussions. This decision was not taken lightly.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said the U.S. was trying to shift blame for the violence on Russia. The decision comes as pro-government forces backed by Russian air power assault the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Hospitals and water supplies have been hit. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about that Monday in Geneva.
We are out of words to express our outrage at the carnage, especially in Aleppo. The brutality is unrelenting.
UN diplomats said the Security Council will begin discussions on a draft resolution urging Russia and the U.S. to ensure an immediate truce in Aleppo. Meanwhile, the U.S. confirmed Monday that it targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in Syria during a drone strike. In Ethiopia, Monday was the first of 3 days of mourning for at least 55 who died in a stampede Sunday at the end of a religious festival in the town of Bishoftu when police fired tear gas on anti-government protesters. Dozens were injured. Fresh protests broke out Monday in the Oromia region, which has seen periodic violence over the past 2 years. This is VOA News.